What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Sales Culture. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. And before we get into today's show, I want to tell you about this training club that I'm putting together. So for those that don't know, I'm writing a book called Marathon Selling. Really, really excited to get this out there. And let's be honest, I'm not writing it. I have ghostwriters that really helped me out with that. So big shout out to Pollyanna Reed and the rest of the crew over at the Writer's Block. But this whole process and this time really, I believe, needs to be fortifying ourselves. Like, as people went on the front lines, whether you're a solo entrepreneur or new to sales, is really the whole target of people I'm really trying to help work with. And it's not that I'm going to be doing a lot of coaching and sales training. It's more so an actual accountability group based off whatever you want to achieve, especially around business, is really the big focus here. So a couple aspects of the group, where I'll be doing out a regular Thursday email. We'll have some training tips, cognitive training. It's really a big thing of mine, like mental focus, alertness, awareness, and really just putting everything together that we're doing from a performance side, as mixing it in with the actual sales strategy. So it's like sales strategy has a baby with like human performance, with like athletic training. So put that in a bucket, and that's what the whole email blast is going to be. It's going to be a quick little, you know, 2-minute read email, and then of course the content around there hopefully will help get you guys going in the right direction. So if you're interested in jumping on that, go over to salesculture.work, scroll down, check out the Thursday training days, and yeah, I would love to have you guys on the email blast. And if you want extra accountability, hit me up directly, shoot me a DM on Instagram at sales_culture, and I'll throw you in the group chat so we can make sure everyone's striving and excelling on the same page. All right, let's get into today's episode.
Something that's different. I want to challenge myself to go to a place I haven't gone in way too long. And I'm excited to go and tap into these levels that I haven't played with or flirted with in a long time. So I'm ready to raise up my whole fitness game and take it to a new level. I'm at my best weight I've been at least 3 to 4 years. I'm at 217. And I mean, literally, like when I ran a marathon 2 years ago, I was at 218. In my prime, I'm talking about the prime, when I was a personal trainer and I was doing powerlifting and training at least 2 hours a day. I remember being right around 208, and it was easy in that, you know, 8% body fat, easily able to pull a good 600 pounds for multiple reps. I'm talking about 5+ reps on the whole deadlift. The bench was always close to 4, if not over 4. I mean, I was nice. I was in there. So I took fitness extremely serious over my time, you know, and over somewhere along the path, I lost my sense for it, because I was trying to make money. I was trying to, you know, climb ladders, and I thought I had to do certain things. And fitness, I thought, I was like, oh man, you can't get ahead in fitness, man. Being a personal trainer was way too much work. It's just running around and having clients. And so I got burned out on that. But I got involved in sales, and because it's a performance sport, very similar to weight training and training your body, where you can see yourself elevate to different heights, you can do the same thing in sales. So I saw a lot of correlation there, and I have a gift for it. I just believe that sales is so much about service. It's about what you can offer and bring to people that of value. And it's not about talking fast and just, you know, taking over people and closing deals. Yeah, you want to cash commission checks. I got into it so I can make some money. Let me be 1,000% clear. But people get sales mixed up. It's not about what people see on the movies and TV. That's not it. I mean, a lot of that stuff is short-lived. Notice how a lot of those movies play out. You know, people end up on cocaine and then they're out of here. Like, that's not what you want to do if you're trying to make a career out of this. And what I'm about right now is about elevating, right? So again, like I was saying, I got to my best levels as far as best weight that I've been at least 3 years, let's say. So now I want to level up. I want to go to new heights, new levels. And I'm a little tired. My eyes are a little low because I just got done running 11 miles. And the time was still it was okay. But it's not about that right now. To me, it's about seeing how, if I can get back to that under, you know, 208 weight range. I know the muscle mass is not going to be there as it was before when I was really just spending a crazy amount of time powerlifting. But I want to get back down to that, you know, 200 range post. And after me being already last year, towards the end of last year, if you look back, and I'll post this on my blog. If you go to joealexlemon.work, check out the blog post. You can see it there. But like last year, I was 237, almost 238, I believe, 237 and a half or so. And, you know, to be at 217, that's, you know, obviously that's great. It's 20 pounds down since last year. But there's more on the table, man. And there's more when it comes to just everything. Like, fitness is just the beginning. I think I love starting with the physical aspects of life because one is normally the easiest things to change. Changing the mindset and changing your whole spiritual belief process and certain activities, that's a lot more work. And so fitness to me is just it's the easy part. It's the shell, but it's an important piece because without this aspect of the game, then doing everything else is almost a wash, right? If you're having issues because you're maxed out stress-wise, then trying to level up is even gonna be that much more challenging. So I'm excited to get into this new way and this new idea, this new experiment that I'm launching for the next 30 days. And I got a team built around me. I'm really pumped. We have Dr. Suri, who's going to be monitoring a lot of my blood work, as well as we're doing a DEXA scan tomorrow. So I can see what that true body fat is, the truest way to go about it. And we'll see if there's any supplementation needed for micronutrients wise. As of right now, let me start with the most important piece of the puzzle when it comes to the program that I'm gonna deploy so I can help get myself to that 208. I wanna share this with you guys because maybe you could think about implementing some of these things for yourself and just share some of the tools that I'm really working through as I'm trying to recalibrate how I can reach my goal and still hit my sales targets and raise up, you know, what I did last year, which was my best year in business and best year in sales as well. So I want to tell you about a couple of supplements and my nutritional plan first. So I'm going to be focused on a ketogenic style diet. It's going to mix in with a combination of intermittent fasting. So I'll do most of my cardio in the mornings fasted, and then I'll try to prolong, you know, put off eating for a little bit, and then I'll make sure I start adding the protein and try to make sure I can keep that muscle mass there. So ketogenic combination with intermittent fasting, you know, I think it's going to be 18-6 is the splits for intermittent fasting that I'm going to use. Let's see how this works. Let's see how this plays out. I love doing IF, the intermittent fasting, because from a cognitive standpoint, it just helps me out not having to process a lot of food, as well as the intermittent fasting just allows me to get to the work quicker. I don't have to think about breakfast or think about certain, you know, eating, because there's, you know, you got a lot of things you're trying to juggle, man. And last thing I want to do is try to sit around and be figuring out what to eat every 2 seconds. So I love doing that. The ketogenic style is one of the best ways for me to drop body fat. Like, again, you know, I'll be doing a lot of distance cardio, and I'll talk about that in a second. But as far as the cardio, you know, as far as keto, it's great from a cognitive standpoint. Allows my brain to be keep it, you know, fueled with healthy fats, saturated fats as well. Those are all good neuroprotective type of, you know, just make sure I have those necessary calories, keep the brain health where it needs to be, and keep the cognitive, firing on all cylinders as possible. So I'll be doing that. I also mix in some supplements. So let's talk about one. Turmeric, I'll be doing this. I love doing this before a long run. It really just helps out with a lot of inflammation that you get from just doing that distance. Not for everyone, and my training style is not gonna be for everyone, but I'm trying to drop weight, so this is why I'm doing this. If my goal was to really try to kick it up and really pack on a lot of muscle mass, I would recommend powerlifting, and I would still recommend this because you're gonna be beating the crap out of your body if you're trying to gain muscle mass. If you just want more energy, you can do things like HIIT or Tabata. But for right now, again, I'm doing distance. I'm gonna go more of the marathon training style. Plus, it's a nice plug for the book. It just lines up well. But marathon training style, where I'll be doing, I'll talk about it in a sec. Let's stay with the supplements. So turmeric, I'll be doing a little cheat code here, a little keto fire. There's a main ingredient that you can find in any supplement, beta hydrox. Burate, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's the main ingredient in this, is that's what you need to help kickstart your body into ketosis. Let me be clear, I'm not a doctor. This stuff can throw you off if you have any health issues, especially with low blood pressure, if you're diabetic. Make sure you talk to somebody before you touch any of this stuff, man. Talk to your healthcare provider, your physician. Don't come trying to sue me because I recommended it. I'm just telling you what I'm up to, right? So I use this, and it's a nice cognitive buzz as well, but it's great for, you know, before the runs. I'll combine these two, and it's killer because it allows me to get a little more distance. Allows one for me to use a little bit more fat as fuel, and this helps keep the inflammation down so my joints stay nice and relaxed. And I got a nice supplement here. Dr. Jeffrey Tucker hooked me up with this, man. It's a nitric oxide booster. It's beet. It's pretty much like a beet supplement. Also has B12 in there as well, some magnesium and potassium. So Anyway, trying out these guys. I'll let you know how it goes. I took a test to see my nitric oxide levels. They were on the low normal side. So let's see if we can bump those up and yeah, see how that plays. So those are a couple of supplements I'll be adding in. Also, I have a multivitamin. It's nothing crazy, just a good multivitamin that I'll be adding to the repertoire, man. So that's the nutritional piece of it. Another, probably the most important, is the sleep. So I normally go to bed between like 10 or 11. Now, nothing wrong with that, but what happens, especially whenever my mind's really rolling, is that sometimes I'll get into this place where I'll start getting a second wind, like right around 10:30. So if I don't get in the place where I'm starting to go to bed around like 9:45, I might get another boost. And it's pretty normal because that's based off your circadian rhythms, right? So your body's really should start winding down as the sun goes down, all right? As the sun goes down, serotonin levels should go up, start feeling more relaxed. And so I'm gonna try to tap into that. And Sean Stevenson talks about this in his book, huge fan of Sleep Smarter. I wanna give as many plugs to the people that are helping me throughout this. Sleep Smarter talks about money time. Money time is dope because if you can go to bed earlier and catch, like as the sun's going down, you're starting to wind down, your body can catch up to those circadian rhythms. You get more in sync with it. Each of those cycles, when you go through REM, normally lasts about 90 minutes or so. So you can get more cycles in there. So I'm going to try to get in the bed between that 8:30 to 9:30 time frame, going to bed early, trying to get my 7 hours of sleep. And, you know, so I'll be getting up a little bit earlier, which is good. So I can get more done, more focused, get the training out the way in the morning. And let's see how that plays out on the grand scheme of things. I'm excited about getting these sheets early. And you can tell already by probably my eyes. now let's get into the training piece. So a lot of times, and especially me as a trainer, I really have always believed in, you know, hitting the gym hard and working. And so you can kind of, you know, shape yourself. But I got to tell you, the sleep and nutrition are the biggest components. So the training is a necessary piece for me to help burn those extra calories. But if the sleep is trash and the nutrition is garbage, the training's not gonna matter. I would even give it only maybe 15 to 20% of the outcomes. So put that in context to how you wanna build out your plan. But training style is gonna be more the marathon training style. I'm using the Nike running app so I can help me get there. I'll be working out 4 days a week and the splits are a little weird. So like a couple of the days, we'll only do like maybe a 3 mile run, a 5 mile run. And then we have one long run mixed in there. Like I said, today I did 11 miles, still spent from it, even though it happened earlier this morning. But that's what I'll be doing for the runs 4 times a week. So every day is not a long day. Every day is not consistent. It's a little mix of kind of how I want to, you know, I'm just going to be following the app basically. They got a pretty, you know, pretty easy to manage program. But best part about this is I'll be able to post all my results. So you know I'm not flaking or making up stuff on you guys. I'm gonna post my weight. I'm gonna post the training programs as far as the actual schedule. And for the full body workouts, I'll be doing 2 full body workouts a week. And I'll be using Nike's HIIT training app for that as well. Or I'll just make up my own workout along the way. And I'll document this so you guys can see it so you know what I'm up to if you wanna follow along. And so that's 6 days a week, right? I'll be working out. And I'll make sure I have one active recovery day. So I'll be doing something every day. And this is important because the recovery is one of the most important pieces to have longevity in this race, right? I'm doing it for 30 days, so it's going to be something that's going to be intense. But after each session, I'm going to be going through an intense cool down, stretching, but then have 1 day that's going to be just about active recovery, maybe a walk and then a full stretch. My wife likes Pilates, so I might jump in on some Pilates with her on that. But whatever, you know, I'll be looking at those components. So that's the pieces of the puzzle, I should say. That's gonna help me get to the next level, I believe, from a health standpoint. I'm not stopping there because the health is obviously it's what I'm up to right now, but it's one of the major focuses. But I'm really big into seeing how, if I build a better body, how it's gonna, you know, hopefully cross over into executing on more business. Hopefully, I'll have more energy. I'll show up sharper, stronger. And a bonus I didn't talk about yet, but was a little bit of brain training. So I love using apps like BrainHQ. I might play with Elevate. I'm gonna do their 7-day trial. And I'll have links to this in the show notes. But just trying to find different ways that I can tap in, because this is, you know, understand what's happening upstairs is one of the most important and most unknowns. And this is all about, honestly, for me, getting back to what I've always loved. Like, I've always loved and training hard and pushing myself. So this is me tapping back into my roots. And, you know, if you need some accountability out there with that, hit me up. I would love this to roll with you and kind of put you into my group chat with a couple other fellas that are going to be doing this with me. And we're just going to keep each other accountable. And I'll be posting my weight from my digital scale that's going to put it on my app. So you can see that I'm not playing around. You can see that I was at 237. If you go check out the blog post where this is going to be at joealexlemon.work, you can see all that there. You can see the picture when I was back pulling 600 pounds. It wasn't a game, and I was in great shape. And then I'll have my DEXA scanner results after I do those tomorrow with Dr. Sri and Dr. Roy. So there's going to be a lot of pieces of the component, but I want to be transparent. I want to be, I want to see if this is going to work to help me get to that 208 goal. And I want to see how this plays on the business front too. So the last piece of the puzzle is talking about how I want to go about executing with getting to my target audience more and giving value. This is a piece of it. Just so happy and you know, blessed and lucky to kind of be a type of guy that sells into a space where I really am interested in. So a lot of people that I work with are in the sports medicine world, the biohacking world, functional medicine space, regenerative medicine world. So I'm going to use a lot of my things that I'm doing and see if I can and see how it and share it with out with the community and see how it connects with my potential clients and prospects out there. So this is all a part of things that's going to flow together. And I really believe that with personal branding, this could be a piece that anybody does. So put this together, right? Like I'm interested to see how this plays. No promises, no guarantees, just going to commit to the process. But if I can transform my body to go to new levels, right? After I've already challenged myself, this is what happens a lot of times in fitness. People don't talk about. Normally when they post the results, they say, oh, you know, I was at 230 and, you know, but they had a baseline of 200 the whole life. I haven't been 208 for overall at least 8 years, at least. So I got a new baseline. My new baseline was 220, and that was 225 really, to be exact. So I'm going past that. Now I'm trying to push myself to new heights, because it's easy to say, hey, you know, right after Thanksgiving, when you gain 10 pounds and you come out January 1, you can seem like you're making all this noise, but you're just getting back to your baseline and maybe a little bit better. I want to see what I can really do, see what type of damage I can do to go to this new heights, new level. So sleep, nutrition, supplementation, exercise, cognitive training, and then of course the MMA, what I call it, the money-making activities. Got that from Nipsey Hussle. And I'm going to keep those up. So I want to stay sharp when I'm doing a lot of these Zoom meetings that I'm in, a lot of my phone calls. I'm going to be tracking my outbound activity, my inbound, and I really want to focus in on using LinkedIn. So if you really want to see how this plays out, follow me on LinkedIn. You can get the full script there. You can see how it's going to work and how it's going to look. And I'll be updating it daily on a regular basis with the outcomes and little, you know, trainings that I'm doing along the way. But just so glad to kind of have you guys check this out, man. I look forward to seeing how this plays out in the real world. And if you want to connect, again, if you're looking for some accountability, if you have your own number to hit that you're struggling with, you just need a group of people to say, hey, man, are you doing the work that you need to be doing? Are you doing the most meaningful work? Right? Are you getting back to your clients, not just sending out blind emails? Are you following up with the people that are really interested that you can make some real headway with? Are you in service mode? Are you in just trying to get over mode? I'm looking forward to really getting into all that. So stay in touch. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Go to joealexlemon.work. Connect with me. Shoot me a message. Shoot me an email. And let's figure out how we can stay linked up and how we can hold each other accountable in this process. This is a crazy time to be alive, but I tell you, if you can tap back into the things that really drive you and that are purposeful and meaningful to you, man, I have no clue. I have no question that you'll be able to ascend to new heights, because regardless of what the outcome is, you'll be a better person and you'll be able to kind of dominate and get more to it. So with that said, guys, look forward to staying in touch and look forward to talking to you along this crazy journey.